Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now your workday starts commercial-free with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. I love these guys.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All of that is very true. That's not happening till about 8:30 this morning, but all of that is very true.
Yes.
Your workday does start commercial-free with the Jeff Buchanan Show. True. I have a question to ask Lil Jess right now.
Hey.
We may come back around on this later.
Okay.
Is this how it works now? So there's a problem. There's a problem with your 10-year-old. He's got a quiz today.
He's got a quiz today, and he knew about it since Monday. And I had no idea.
Why would you have any idea? My mother had no idea what my work schedule was in school, and I realized things are different. Do you have to know that?
I do need to know, because one thing that I feel like I could have done a better job is, I'd say about fourth grade, they start teaching them to be even more independent.
Right.
Getting them ready for middle school and high school. Like, it's your responsibility to know what's going on and what needs to be turned
You're
in.
You're falling right into my trap.
Yeah. So I still kind of held his hand through that process. I went through it right before school started and explained what the expectations were for middle school. And I kept asking him all week, so what's for homework? What do you have for homework?
Oh, he's middle school now.
Yeah, he just started middle school.
Oh, and you, I understand. So you didn't want him to fail before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You don't want him to fail.
Yep.
But now, because you maybe didn't, you like maybe you could have let him stub his toe one time.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, because I was like, is this how it works? Because my mom would have been like, yeah, you're on your own.
Yeah, honestly, same way the way I was raised. My mom had no idea.
No clue.
I felt like if my homework wasn't done in class, I felt like I was a terrible human being. So I just always got it done without it. My mom had better things to do with three other kids to raise than deal with me and my homework.
Yeah, the wrath of God comes down on you when like my parents, because my parents worked in the school system.
Yep.
So it's like, I never even chanced it. Like, my brother did a couple of times or whatever, but I never even chanced it because I was scared that the teacher would go to my mom and go, well, Kayla didn't do her homework. And then I go,
I
get it. My God, you feel like a failure.
I just know it's different. I just know it's a different boogie. You read things all the time that it's like 98% of people under 30 are still on their parents' phone plan.
Yeah.
I have people that I barely even remember on my phone plan. You know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, I'll help you out, buddy. Seriously, my buddy, Big Chris.
Is he still on your phone plan?
Yeah.
I know you threatened to cut him off the phone plan many times.
Big Chris has been on my phone plan for 50 years.
When was the last time you talked to Big Chris? And you're paying his phone plan?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, no.
And see, they're only...
It's the same $90 a month or whatever it is.
It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter.
Grandfathered in.
I mean, I get four of them. It doesn't matter.
That's awesome for Big Chris.
It sure is. Well, you know, it's the least I could do.
He's a good guy.
And the main reason I'm on top of him is because my mom worked an 80-hour-a-week work schedule, and I didn't have someone on top of me. Like,
right, but that's
so I didn't do well in school. I was, honestly, a C student. So when I got my high school diploma...
My God, please let this be the punchline I'm looking for. What are his grades?
A's and B's.
Oh, okay.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Man, let's go, because it's almost Friday.
Oh, please.
And I realize that us starting quicker or anything like that, you know, like the sooner we do it, the sooner it gets done. It doesn't really work like that, but it feels that way. You know, we just get it moving and do our thing. World's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, coming up later on today. Ice Cube coming up today.
Right.
Human Nature going to be in the studio just because they like to come in. Here's what happens. So same thing. Ice Cube, we got nothing to talk to Ice Cube about. True story.
Yep.
There is nothing he wants to promote his big three thing. You know, the three-on-three basketball deal? I'm going to give him a bunch of crap about it not being here in Las Vegas anymore and when's it coming back. And I'm going to threaten to hang up on
him. Okay.
Okay. Then we may talk. We'll talk about some other stuff. But really, we just like Ice Cube.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
We just like him. And so, you know, we'll do that a little bit later on. Also, human nature. We don't really have anything to talk to him about. But they're great guys. They've been here in town forever. They come to Toy Drive every single year.
Yep.
And then when they come in, I always say, they say, hey, can we come in? Because I think they're doing a revamp of the show again. They're smart like that. Human Nature revamps their show every once in a while.
Yeah, keep it fresh.
They're the four guys, the singing group from Australia. And they keep it fresh. And then I always say, okay, but you got to come in during Spence's Challenge and sing the Spence's Challenge jingle.
Which is just fun.
And it's just always, and I don't know why it's so fun.
It just is.
But it is, because it's just absurd. And we let them put their own spin on it. And and it's fun. And they'll switch it up. They'll be like, okay, now let's do it like old Motown. You know what I mean? Let's do it like Michael Jackson. You know, whatever.
So
it's good. Fun. So it'll just be fun. That's it. I had something I was going to ask you, but I don't remember what it was. Everybody good?
Yeah, we're great.
All good.
I think I jacked up my nose. I don't know how, but it really hurts this morning.
You have a zit on the inside of it?
Oh, no, I hate that.
It's not that. It feels like the bone. Like, it feels like the bone or cartilage or whatever, because when I touch it, it's, like, sensitive to the touch. Like it's sore.
Have you and Buddy been spicing up your activities?
Yeah, we've been doing nose stuff. No.
Well, you took that weird. Yeah. I'm just saying.
That's what they always say in the Cosmopolitan article. You want to switch it up? Try nose stuff.
Nose stuff. It's the new thing, 2019. You really have no idea.
No, I know what you're talking about.
Are you sure it's possible you didn't like open your car door and smack yourself in the face?
More than likely, that's probably what happened. I just don't remember it. So
maybe.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if somebody goes, if all of a sudden right now, somebody on social media goes, oh no, Kayla, I got video of this yesterday. You opened up your car door, knock yourself clean out, but only for about 30 seconds. You came too. It was like nothing happened. But
how did I get out here?
But your nose might hurt.
Oh, that's funny.
That's what happened. It's all good.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. I have a number of different things. You know, we try and go out with the first pick and come up with something interesting, you know, that we spend a little time on. Today, we just need one of you. Okay. We just need somebody to be calling number 25 at 702-364-9898. We're going to combine two things. We're going to combine the first pick and Spence's personal favorite bit, the 177 second survey.
I do love it.
At least three questions. Actually, I have 1, 2, 3. Wow, I got a lot. I got like 6. We'll never get through 6.
We don't get through 3 half the time.
You know why? Because some of these are just going to be like, I got nothing. And ordinarily, the 177 second survey, so it's 3 seconds shy of 3 minutes and at least 3 topics, and you can't one word answer. Some of these
lends itself to a one word answer.
Okay.
Or some of these, it's even a, I can't help you. Next question, please.
Oh, interesting.
Some of that, I mean, that's what some of that might be. But this part, let's keep the easy part easy right now. Just be caller number 25. You play for the prizes. And honestly, you win, for there's no losing. I'm not even really playing. You're just kind of hanging out. And it's the first pick right now. Good luck.
With the first pick. It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this. On 98.5 KLUC.
Well, I love this. It appears that it's a name I don't recognize. Who's on the phone, Lil Jess?
Sabrina Farrow from Henderson.
Hello, Sabrina Farrow from Henderson. Are you ready for a 177 second survey?
Yes, I am.
We're gonna rapid fire out a bunch of questions. We'll see what you think and what we think and what everybody thinks. And so, all right. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go. There's a new blood test in Germany that apparently will be able to tell if you're gonna die in the next 10 years. Would you want to know what that test says, Kayla?
Yeah, because I want to be able to plan for the future and everything.
Sabrina.
No, because I don't want to live like I'm going to die.
Spence?
Yeah, I want to know, see if I can prevent it.
Lil Jazz?
You know, with me having a son, yes, I definitely would want to know so I could follow up like Kayla and plan.
It says in the next, like, in the, it would know within the next 10 years. So that could be in the next 10 minutes for all you know.
Oh.
You know what I mean? I don't know. I'm going to say no.
No?
I mean, my first blush is no. More than 90% of us say that we are burned out at work. Are you burned out at work, Spence?
No, I don't think so.
Kayla?
No, due to the nature of our job, I think, like, we're constantly trying to be creative and everything, so I'm not burned out.
Lil Jess?
Absolutely not. I love what I do.
I love what I do. I love what I do, too. I'm burned out. I need a minute. I'll be fine. No, I'll be
fella.
Fine.
Like a Labor Day weekend, we have an extra day.
But I've been burned out since 2004.
Get the boys some soup.
No, did we ask Sabrina?
No.
Sabrina, nope. You burned out at work?
I work for kiddos, so sometimes. But most of the time, it's pretty cool.
Yeah. That's going to be exhausting, yeah.
What did you say? You do what?
I work with kiddos.
Oh,
with
God. Kids?
Yeah.
Exhausting.
I'm burned out
I
for
love
you.
Them. They're so cute.
Yeah but it's
they're
exhausting.
Impressive.
Yeah, they're exhausting, little outbreak monkeys. Wash your hands.
I do.
Watermelon on pizza. That's the new thing. Watermelon on pizza. Thumbs up or thumbs down. Lil Jess.
Double down. Nope. No, thank you.
Do you eat pineapple on pizza?
I do. Watermelon, nah.
Yeah, I know. I'm the
too juicy.
I'm the same with, I'm right there. Everything she just said, I agree with. Double thumbs down and too juicy. and you know what? And just stop it.
Yeah.
Just stop it. I don't need to experiment that much with my pizza. Spence is shaking his head.
Thumbs down.
Watermelon and pizza, yes, not together, though. No. Like, I'd have watermelon as a side with pizza, but not on top. No.
Sabrina?
I would try it, but I feel like it might be a thumbs down.
Yeah, I agree. Dancing with the Stars, a bunch of former people are famous for formerly doing other things, and then that one dude from Queer Eye. Yet, oddly, this is the first time in just about forever that I can look at all these names and pretty much know everybody who's on it on the new Dancing with the Stars.
That is true, yeah.
Stars, yeah. But I'm probably as excited about this lineup as I've been for any lineup in a while. Are you excited about Dancing with the Stars, Kayla?
I'm very excited about it. I'm totally pulling for
Sabrina, are you excited?
Yes, we watch it all the time in my house.
Oh, we'll see. Are you? And you're excited for this lineup?
Yes.
Ordinarily, when the time is out, the bid is over, but I wanted to hear what Sabrina said.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
When did we switch operating systems? A year ago? Year and a half ago now?
Yeah.
Seems like a while ago.
Year and a half.
This is how little that I have cared about Dancing with the Stars over the last year and a half, maybe even 2 years, is that the Dancing with the Stars music didn't even make it over to the new system.
No.
Didn't even, I don't even care. You know what I realized also with this new Dancing with the Stars lineup? I still don't care. But at least there's people I know on this list. If you didn't hear, are you excited?
Are you legitimately excited? I'm so excited for this lineup because it's a bunch of names that I actually know. I think there's only one that I'm like, I don't know who that
Who's
is.
The
but
one
I
you don't know.
I didn't know Mary Wilson, but I know the Supremes, and she was part of the Supremes.
Yeah,
so, yeah, exactly.
Oh, your dad's stoked. Your mom's even more stoked.
My mom's probably super stoked really? About it.
Okay, so who do you like here? We've got Karamo Brown from Queer Eye.
Yep.
The aforementioned Mary Wilson from the Supremes. Hannah Brown, the former Bachelorette. Everybody's a former. Everybody's a former something on this list. Because, I mean, if you were doing that well, you don't need their $125,000.
No, you don't.
You know what I mean? Former press secretary Sean Spicer, which has everybody worked up. Tom Bergeron's like, I don't know if this is a good idea. And he's probably right. Because people are so mad about politics right now.
Yeah.
And they're, this probably isn't a good idea. Country star, Lauren Elena. James Vanderbeek, Dawson.
Dude, I am so excited about James Vanderbeek.
Former NFL legend Ray Lewis. How long will it take? Do you know who that is, Kayla?
I know Ray Lewis, yeah.
Played for the Baltimore Ravens. And then when he would come out, he would do the thing like he was... I don't even know how you explain it. But he'd do this thing like it was the precursor to Cam Newton doing the Superman.
Yes.
He does. It's a very similar.
Like the Hulk version of Superman.
Yeah. Okay. Like he's busting out of whatever. How long does it take before he does that move?
Yeah. First night.
Yeah, seeing that you can't do it again.
Because you got to win everyone over on the first night, and that's how they carry you through.
Yeah, but can't Ray Lewis look over there and go, I don't know, Lamar Odom's doing this. I got to be better than Lamar Odom, don't I? You know, you look at Kel Mitchell, who probably still looks stoned. Yeah. You know what I mean? Time. You go better than that guy. So I don't have to do it. And then Allie Brooke, who I wouldn't know had she not have been at Summer Jam.
Yeah, right.
I might not have known Allie Brooke.
Hey, by the way, former Fifth Harmony member.
Fifth Harmony.
Very popular theme.
But she's the Fifth Harmony one that you might not remember so much a lot. You know what I mean? So, all right, who wins it?
James Vanderbeek.
No way.
No, I think that he'll win the crowd over. I think it's just like the target demo will love him so much that he'll win. It doesn't matter if you're a really good dancer. If the target demo loves you, they love you.
Who wins it then?
Former Bunny Ranch.
Lamar Odom.
No. Who wins it?
I'm going to go with Allie Brooke. I caught her interview yesterday, I think it was, and she's got something to prove. So she's hungry.
I thought the same thing. Yeah. That's tough to beat. She's the young one. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, Mary Wilson's going to powder a hip. I hate to say it. No, they're going to have to take her out back and put her down after this.
Do you know who I'm most curious to see, though, is Christie Brinkley? Because I want to know if she actually has moves. I mean, she's gorgeous, so I want to see if she's got some moves.
She's 65? Still amazing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right, well, great.
Like, you know what? I'll live vicariously through you. I still don't care.
Right.
I don't care enough to actually watch it.
Nope.
It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen to it every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
We never miss an opportunity to say hello to Ice Cube. You know this is all
never.
True.
Yep.
And by the way, I was saying it before on the air. I wanted to say it so you'd hear it. We never miss an opportunity to say hi. So, hey.
Hey.
What's going on? Yeah. Cube, you there?
Yeah, what's up? How you doing?
Hey. You know, we just checking. Honest to God, we're just checking in with you. We just want to know what's happening. They say, you want to talk to Ice Cube? We go, we freaking love Ice Cube. We always have a good time talking to Ice Cube. And obviously, we need to talk some Raiders. We need to talk some Big Three.
Yeah, for sure, man. What do you talk about?
Okay, so first of all, Big Three, didn't we play the championship here in Las Vegas last year? Why did you take it away from us? What's going on? Why do we not have any Big Three in Las Vegas?
Well, y'all get it. We'll be back. You know, what's cool about the Big Three is since there's no home teams, we can go anywhere in the world. So we just, you know, sowing our royal oaks.
Taking it to different places and just seeing what works. Yeah. And it's crazy how, like, people go nuts for this everywhere you go. Has it been even better than you thought, or has it been about the same?
It's better in certain aspects. In certain aspects, you know, I mean, I can see behind the curtain, so I know what needs to be done. So, you know, I'm not going to pat myself on the back too much. But, you know, we're in good shape. We're in very good shape.
Ice Cube with the Chet Buchanan Show. He runs his own sports league, that Big Three. And yeah. I know this is where Spence is going. Yeah,
so what's the biggest challenge of running your own sports league, Cube?
You know, I just think convincing people that you're here to stay. I think that's the biggest challenge. You know, these things don't work too often. The last league to kind of come from scratch that really works is UFC. Everything else has, you know, squandered. So, you know, we are, you know, in some ways, And not uncharted territories, but you know, not too many people have been down this road this far.
Yeah,
so,
that's true.
You know, we just want to keep fanning the flames and just keep, you know, letting people know how cool this league is.
Yeah.
In the summer when there's no football yet really in there, you know, basketball's over. So,
yeah.
You know, why not the Big Three?
Ice Cube with the Chet Buchanan Show. Okay, so this is where I was kind of moving us this direction. So now you've run your own sports league. You've had to deal, and obviously you've been in show business for a long time. You've had to deal with all these egos. You've had to deal with these difficult people. You know, there are some people, like every job, some people are good. Some people are great, conscientious employees. Some people are pain in the ass. How does Ice Cube, as our unofficial leader of Raider Nation, how does Ice Cube step in and deal with Antonio Brown? Because something needs to be done, and I think it's about time that you step in.
You don't do nothing without Antonio Brown. Now, one thing. Long as he's ready, game one, Derek Carr, look out there and see 84 out there in game one. Long as that happens, there's no problem.
Go buy him a helmet, Cube. Find, scour the internet. Get him a helmet, Cube.
Get your best people on it. Develop something. Make things happen. Make it. Get that helmet right. When was the last time you came to town here to Vegas? Because we talked about this last time about the stadium. Have you seen this thing now? It looks like an actual honest-to-God stadium.
Yeah, it looks good, man. I can't wait to get in it.
Yeah.
It's so shiny and new.
Yeah.
And I've been rubbing my hands together ever since I seen the little video that they put out a couple years ago. So to see that thing actually coming up and looking like it's meant to be, it's just incredible.
Yeah, that's fun. Well, best of luck with the rest of the Big Three season, and I know you're getting down to it. And sure, you can have one championship in LA, but then come back to us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to have you here. It seems like something that needs to be here, to having that big.
We'll be back, no doubt. Yeah. You can't keep me away from Vegas.
No, I know. We know this, and you can't keep us away from you. So thank you for taking the time.
No problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, buddy. We'll see you. I love me some ice cream.
Yeah. Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You tell me radio advertising doesn't work. We were just talking about how three out of the four members of Human Nature and myself all want California closets. We're trying to figure out why Kayla can't hook us up. We're trying to figure that out. I'm
trying to get my girl Carrie Ann. She is in demand right now.
What's your deal?
I can set it up. It's fine. You just got to call California Closets.
Human Nature is here with Jeff Gordon.
Hey.
Always good to see you guys, and congratulations. A Today Show appearance, which that
big,
just
right?
it blew me away. And not because you're not worthy of it, and not because it's not expected that you would be on that big stage with that big platform. It just seems like that would be a really hard thing to make happen. You know what I mean? Like, hey, we're doing the show.
Incredibly good, handsome, and humble, and it happens.
Yes, yes, and Australian. Never a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Never,
that was a
never
great
bad
opportunity. Yeah. So we were in New York on Sunday, Monday, and did the show over there, and yeah, just promoting our show over here and getting people to come to Vegas. So it was very cool.
Was it a lot? Because it seems to me like that would be a long, extensive process. Or did they go, no, we'll find a place for you? Because the part that we don't always get, and here's the funny thing about Las Vegas and living in Las Vegas, we forget what a big deal that outside of Las Vegas, stuff's a big deal.
Yeah.
Like you guys, we've been friends for a long time. We've all been buddies for a long time. You guys are a big freaking deal.
Well, I guess we are in Australia. I mean, we've been here in Vegas for 10 years now, and that was our second appearance mm-hmm. on the Today Show. So yep. I guess it's not something that happens pretty regularly. You know, once every 5 years, it's, you know.
How did the craft
and
services?
We've been here 10 years and we still have locals coming up saying, I didn't know about your show.
Isn't that, that's the funny part about being here. And also, I used to always say this too. Remember when Danny Gans was still alive?
Yeah.
And what a big deal Danny Gans was in town. But if you said Danny Gans' name anywhere outside of Las Vegas, people would go, right. I have no idea what you're talking about. It's just funny how all that stuff works.
How do the craft services at today's show compared to here this morning?
Oh, wow.
Well, the water here is nice and cold. So,
that's good. Room
you
temperature.
Get a lot of anything else.
Room temperature water at the Today Show?
Actually, room temperature is better. Next time, just
exactly.
Just so you
sorry
know.
About that.
For vocalists,
yes,
yeah.
For vocalists, cold
that's right.
water is not a good thing.
No, honestly, was it nice at the Today Show?
It's nice. I mean, it's in, you know, Rockefeller Center, so you kind of got all that iconic stuff around you, Radio City. But it was, I mean, we've done TV shows here. The only thing is you don't have to do your own makeup there for those
for a show like
that. Yeah, but, you know, at local TV, you have to groom yourself. And
of course.
But you've got an assistant to an assistant to an assistant on the Today Show, so it's really cool.
No kidding. They come in and go, do you need a touch-up? And you're like, why, yes, I do.
Yes.
Even if I don't, yes, I do. Just for fun. Seriously, were there hot and cold food options? Were there? I mean, you know, how did that?
No, there was fruit and bagels.
Standard, still cool.
Fruit
standard,
and bagels.
Yeah, yeah, standard fare. It's the standard. It's cool. So 10 years in Las Vegas.
That's right.
Revamping the show. Again, and I said that's the cool thing about you guys all the time. If you've seen Human Nature before, you haven't seen Human Nature yet. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. Yeah, we love changing up the show. And we've actually gone back to putting some more Motown back in the show because you know, people love it and we love performing it. And there's some great songs that we really miss performing, like Just My Imagination and Baby, I Need Your Lovin'. So there's, yeah, those songs are back in. And we actually also bought some new elements from our, we did a massive tour back in Australia in April, May. So there's like new video to songs that people might already know, but it'll look different. And so it's always fun to change it up and have people feeling like they're seeing a fresh show.
So no Lil Nas X at all? You guys aren't throwing that in the show?
I didn't say we're not.
It's all, everything's
as of
possible.
Tonight, it's in the show.
It is.
Everybody's doing it, man. Yeah. Everybody.
We're doing a little Post Malone as to like drinking beer out of a shoe like he does. It's kind of very, you know, we just mix it up a lot.
Just on Fridays? Yeah. Every third Friday maybe?
Post Malone boot challenge.
Whatever. Whatever it is you want to do. And I understand that you've worked up a little something special for your return again today.
No.
As in carrying on with our longstanding tradition, you guys say, can we come in? I say, yes. Can you do the Spence's Challenge jingle? And you guys go, oh, my God, we did that, didn't
you know,
we?
We were in New York in Times Square and everyone said, are you the Spence's Challenge jingle?
That's right.
Amazing.
We're on the Today Show.
I could just tell, you know, just kind of the way
you
we walk.
Smell it.
Oh, yeah. Taylor Swift's doing it right now on GMA in Central Park, the whole song. It's really
the whole Spence's Challenge.
It's
yeah, I don't know if you...
There's we only, to the song?
Well, there's a whole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we only gave you the chorus. There's like three verses. Yeah. We don't have time for it now, though. So
we're going to do this now? You want to hear it now?
I mean, could... Oh, what's that? Are you finding the pitch?
Yes, this is the mini piano app on the
I love this. We get a look behind the scenes.
There you go.
Not brought to you by California Closets.
No, not at the moment.
Brought to you by mini piano.
Well, it could be. It could be if Carrie Ann would call us back.
And yes, and in honor of our show, going back to a bit more Motown, we've decided to do a bit of a Motown flavor.
I told you they'd do their own thing.
Okay, start us off, Toby. Dum, 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 dum.
Dum, 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 dum. Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, Spence's Challenge, his name's Spence. And it's a challenge, that's how they came up with a cool name, Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Fantastic.
The fact that you took time to actually do that.
I know.
You actually sat around for at least 5 minutes and went, okay, guys, what
do we
do?
Well, we
free.
Can.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you want to know who our friends are? They're standing right there.
No
those
way,
are
man.
Our. Those are our friends. All right, it's brought to you by Terrible Herbs, celebrating 60 years of customer service in Southern Nevada. Kayla, how much are we playing for?
Terrible Herbs, Spence's Challenge Jackpot's $548 if you can time. It's a $1,000 bonus, though, if you can beat him.
Lil Jess, we never did determine. What did the first pick winner take earlier?
Living Spaces.
Oh, excellent. So we can play for the Lowrider Super Show tickets?
We sure can.
All right, let's see that. And let's play for the cash. And why don't you call 702-364-9898. 5 questions, 30 seconds. We're playing Spence's Challenge. Human Nature is here. 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah. The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
Jeff Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Human Nature has prepared a special Spence's Challenge jingle. Do we have to get the piano out again? No, that's okay. We don't have to. I can do a regular one.
You ready to go?
Yeah, I'm always ready to go. Yeah, if you're ready, I'm ready.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. His name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how they came up with a cooner Spence's challenge. Yeah.
I think we've been going about this all wrong the whole time. I think we've been doing it improperly.
Oh my God, it's fantastic. I think we need to change the music. I mean, obviously, I don't want to take it away from Spence, but we should change the music.
We're just trying to give it a little bit more of a relax.
Yeah, but we'll put your own.
It's not so tense.
Put your own hot sauce. Yeah, put your own hot sauce on it. That's how it works. Little Jess, who's our contestant today?
Laramie Rivlin from Silverado Ranch.
Laramie, I like that.
Hi.
Hello. Girl named Laramie. Is there a story behind that?
Honestly, there isn't, but people always ask.
Of course. No, because it's unique. Do you know another Laramie at all?
I've only met one other Laramie in my life.
Yeah, I've never met any other Laramies. Do you know any other Chets?
No.
See, we are unique. All right, 5 questions, 30 seconds, pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Ask you another question. You going to be cootering today?
Not today.
No, why would you? That's ridiculous.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go. You ready, Laramie?
Yes.
Okay. A man at a Swedish aquarium party. Stick with me on this, all right? A man at a Swedish aquarium party got taken to the hospital after being bitten by a crocodile. Stop laughing at me, Caitlin. After being bitten by a crocodile that used to belong to who?
Oh, Jim Bob Cooter.
The first trailer for the movie Bombshell is out. Who's playing Megyn Kelly?
Charlize Theron.
What golfer turned heads with a shirtless beach picture?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Shocking news for fans of Real Housewives of New York City. Who's leaving?
Jim Bob Cooter.
And Miley and Liam have obviously split.
Oh, Bethany Frankel.
Okay, and which one of them filed for divorce yesterday?
Larry King.
That's an excellent. Miley and Liam were the choices. Larry King is the answer. Here, and I'll hit this button over here because I realize this is way too hard.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
Number 5, you're going to love.
Number 5, what?
Yeah, number 5, you're going to love when you hear Laramie's answer.
Okay.
Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. You ready?
Yeah, ready, Chet.
It's weirding you out having human nature in here, huh?
Having everybody in there.
The distraction.
Kind of throws everything off because I've been trying to study and, you know, we're talking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to lose. I don't like to lose, and I told Kayla I'm going to lose today.
Don't you love the tension? Don't you love the tension here?
Mouth's dry.
People think it's no big deal. Yeah, he is truly uncomfortable right now. Let's all take our shirts off. Come on, that'll make you feel better, buddy. That'll
be sure
if
I'm naked, Spence.
No, I'm pretty much going to stay with my shirt on. Thanks.
That's a callback to, remember the naked magicians that were here for half a second here in town? Come to the Billboard Music Awards, and their shirts off. And I'm like, okay. And that was when I was walking. I was down a full 30 pounds.
Man, he was looking for any excuse to take his shirt off.
Oh, hell yes. Oh, I'd done push-ups that morning, both of them. And it was great. I'd done both push-ups that day. And I was feeling it. And yet I whipped my shirt off. And Spence looks at me like, are you kidding? This guy is a chiseled block of granite. He does P90X every single day of his life. Runs like 8 miles and all that. And he looked at me like, no way.
Dude. I called him every word in the book. Had to take my shirt off. Awful.
He did.
Awful.
Pasty.
Oh, yeah. Really pasty.
Yeah. Takes one.
Almost translucent. Like you could see my internal organs.
Like a body's exhibit. All right. Let's go. Same 5 questions, same 30 seconds. Here we go. A man, okay, stick with me on this one. A man at a Swedish aquarium party got taken to the hospital after being bit by a crocodile that used to belong to who?
Oh, it's Fidel Castro.
The first movie the first trailer for the movie Bombshell is out. Who's playing Megyn Kelly?
Charlize Theron.
What golfer turned heads with his own shirtless beach picture?
Phil Mickelson.
Shocking news for fans of The Real Housewives of New York City. Who's leaving?
Bethany Frankel.
And Miley and Liam have obviously split, but which one of them filed for divorce yesterday?
Liam did.
Liam did. Would you mind? Would you be able to sing us out here one time? Here we
go. Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. His name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how they came up with a coolness. Spence's challenge, yeah.
Good. I wanted to hold on the end there. Lil Jess, can you get the recording of that?
Yes.
And we'll just bring that back from time to time.
Oh,
just
awesome.
On a day where we're feeling, you know, where we need just...
Our royalty level is huge. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
Strong point. I'll have my lawyers call your lawyers, and we'll see what we can work out. All right, let's see how we did here. I get that it's a bit confusing, but a man at a Swedish aquarium party got taken to the hospital after being bitten by a crocodile that used to belong to who, Laramie said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
I don't know if he ever did have a crocodile, but his crocodiles don't bite.
Nope.
That's what I know. Spence said?
Fidel Castro.
Yes. How weird is that?
The crocodile that used to belong to Fidel Castro bit a guy. It's worth it. One for Spence. The first trailer for the movie Bombshell is out. Who's playing Megyn Kelly? Laramie said?
Charlize Theron.
And Spence said?
Charlize Theron.
Usually when they both say it, it's true. And then, this case, that's...
Dude, she's just like her. Unrecognizable as Charlize Theron.
She's a chameleon, dude.
Amazing.
Did you ever see her in that movie, Monster?
I have never seen Monster, but that's what everyone says.
Great movie.
Do it. It's a great movie. Okay. She's phenomenal in it, and she'll be great in this, too. Two for Spence, one for Laramie. What golfer turned heads with a shirtless beach pick? Laramie, after you answered that second one so confidently, I thought, uh-oh, here she comes. And then...
Jim Bob Cooter.
Yeah, Jim Bob Cooter, shirtless. No. Spence said...
Phil Mickelson.
His sister made some comment on social media, and then he went, yeah, these bumps on my side, the doctor calls them obliques, and there's nothing to worry about. It'll be fine. Three for Spence. He looks good.
My God.
I want to know what he's doing.
Right?
Shocking news for fans of Real Housewives of New York City. Who's leaving? Laramie at first said...
Jim Bob Cooter.
But then she came back around and said...
Bethany Frankel.
And Spence said...
Bethany Frankel.
It must be Bethany Frankel, and it is.
Booyah! Booyah!
Wow,
booyah!
Spence got four there. This is going to be tough. Miley and Liam have obviously split. Which one of them filed for divorce yesterday? And Laramie said...
Larry King.
On behalf... I'm guessing it was representing one of them. And Spence said...
Liam did.
Here's the funny part about that. So Liam files for divorce because Miley's off doing what Miley, you know, doing Miley things. And she's like, yeah, what does she say? I'm really surprised and disappointed that he filed for divorce. Like, what did you think was going to happen? And Laramie, I'd send that same question to you. What did you think was going to happen? Spence gets one. And two. And three. And four.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even hear that last question.
Well,
it's okay.
I would say that's
okay.
Okay, well, hang on. We got to make this official.
So you get nothing.
You get nothing.
You lose. Mm-hmm. Good day, sir.
Laramie, I'm sorry, but you and Larry King have been dismissed.
Yep. Done, thanks, guys.
We're done with both of you. Laramie, have a great day. Thank you.
Is Australia in a state of mourning over Liam's heartbreak?
Probably. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think it'd be national holiday.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry, boys. That's why you're dressed in black.
We'll
that makes
it.
Sense.
Yeah.
That
yes.
totally makes sense.
Human nature is in all black today, and I figure that must be what it is.
Devastating. Sorry about the divorce.
It's
Chris is still married. Everything's going great, I hear.
He's still solid.
That's why we've got the white hanky. We're not all black. It's still a little bit
harder. The world is still going.
A little bit of positivity in this dark, dark time.
Yes.
We'll put another $25 into the Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot. With that new total, the double math major from Florida State University, the head of mathematics and finance for the Chet Buchanan Show. That's Kayla Jo Walker.
New Terrible Herb Spence's Challenge jackpot for Friday is $573 if you can time. It's a $1,000 bonus, though, if you can beat him.
Yep, because win for Spence, win for America.
America.
Win for Spence, win for P1s everywhere.
Like our friends on West Maule in Acerno Villas. Salud.
A friend, a close friend of my wife's the other day says to her, you know, it's called mall.
Yeah, I know.
No, it's not.
No.
In the native Hawaiian, It's Maule.
It's Maule.
And my wife held character and told her she was wrong.
That's awesome.
I love every bit of that. Just almost as much as we love human nature. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Congratulations. 10 years of just crushing it. And you guys are so good to us. I guess we'll see you again at Toy Drive, huh?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Sure. That's coming up before you know it. So thank you. Get out and see.
Thanks,
get out and see human nature as they put more Motown back in the show too.
Thank you.
Put more Motown back in the show. Go and see them. I just wanted to make sure I didn't see anything else. No, we're good. I think we've covered just about everything.
Thanks, bud.
Fantastic. Thank you, Chet.
No, good to see you again.
Good to see you guys.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Every morning.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know if that's fun for anybody else but us, but God, I love human nature. They're great guys.
There they are.
And they're up for anything.
I know. That's the best part about them. And the idea that I'm like, they took the time, however much time that was, to actually like craft the new Spence's Challenge jingle is amazing.
Yeah, we're doing a Motown thing. Let's make Spence's Challenge jingle a Motown thing. It's like, are you kidding me right now? It's just fun. Lil Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Marissa Maestro from Silverado Ranch.
All right, then. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Hey, we've got Lowrider Super Show tickets for you.
Yay, I've never been. I'm excited.
You should go. And I don't know why. I don't know why we didn't think about this, too. I mean, obviously, human nature's got... They got a show with the Venetians.
Right.
Maybe we could have done a thing. We should have made it. We should have made a big deal. You know what? Do you want to go see human nature as well, Marissa?
Yes.
This is completely against the rules. Lil Jess is like... Great. I'll take the heat for it. We'll get you to human nature as well, okay?
Oh, okay. Awesome. Thank you.
I know a guy. We can
yeah, right.
we know somebody. I think we can make that happen. And even with all of that, it may not be the best part. Do you know what the best part is?
Kayla's gotta go.
Sure about that? Did you hear about the awful disease where people can't stop telling airport jokes?
No.
Yeah, I didn't know. Did you hear about the awful disease where people can't stop telling airport jokes?
Doctors say it could be terminal.
Wow. Terminal.
The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5
KLQC. Marissa, doctors say it could be terminal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sure.
She didn't get it.
Have a great day. Thanks for listening.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Now you see, this is one of those funny things that happens sometimes. So you do it. You do a bit born out of Kayla's love for silly jokes.
Yes.
And then this is what happens. Now, I don't know about anybody else, people come up to me on the street and... Always two things, just sometimes three. It'll be something about the Aces or Rebel Athletics or, you know, or something like that. The Raiders coming. Somebody will say something like that. They'll ask if I'm going to be involved. I say, I don't know. And then they'll ask about Toy Drive. Whoa, almost time for Toy Drive. Yeah, yeah.
Very exciting.
Still 153 degrees out, though. So not yet.
Not quite there yet.
Not yet, but can't wait. Can't wait for a little chillier weather. And then they go, Hey, you can see Kayla? Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine I will. at some point, imagine I will. Ah, give her this joke.
Right?
And then they, does that happen, y'all?
Yeah. All the time.
It happens in here. I tell her, hey, I got one for you, Kayla.
Yeah, honestly, you're the worst. You're the worst offense.
I do it all the time.
Yeah, for someone that doesn't like when I tell dad jokes, you tell me so many dad jokes.
He rolls his eyes so hard that my head hurts. You know what I mean? I can't believe that you don't have like a sprained eyeball.
Uh-huh.
Because you roll your eyes so hard.
Yeah, I'm an eye roller.
And yet, yeah, you throw.
I pass off gems like, why couldn't the chimpanzee get into his apartment? Because he lost his monkeys.
Seeing you're just encouraging the
people. I told a joke like that like 2 years ago, okay? I told a key joke, so.
So 2017, Spence.
God.
That's so sick.
You're ripping off my stuff.
I was just trying to back up your point that people do that. That's
well, and with that. And with that in mind, Ladies and gentlemen, James got a joke.
Oh,
hey. James, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing okay.
I love that. Because Lil Jess goes, I don't know if you guys have time for this or not, but James is on the phone and he wants to tell Kayla some jokes. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make time. We're 55 minutes commercial free. We'll make time for James. So, James, yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Why do girls like big bananas?
Oh, God, this feels
okay.
Bad.
Okay.
I did tell him nothing
now,
dirty.
Okay. Now, this is an important moment in the time, in the evolution of a radio show. Do we go ahead? Do we go ahead? And let
the sad part is the setup is possibly funnier than the punchline.
Hmm.
Oh, do you know the punchline?
No, but I have a feeling it's...
Why do girls like big bananas?
Just...
okay, Lil Jess, hang on. Hang on. We'll put the show on hold just for 1 second.
We got to vet this answer.
No, we got to put it... Ladies and gentlemen, please hold. The punchline to this joke is very important to us. But so are our jobs.
Yes.
At least for now.
Mm-hmm.
We're in contract negotiations, you see, and we don't need them to be able to use this against us. We can't give you any money. You people are reckless.
With your big banana jokes.
So banana. You let James on there doing banana jokes. Are you people nuts? Feel like you have jobs at all. Get out of our office. Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. All right.
And go do a great show and be cheerful tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, Jess, would you mind going and finding out what the punchline to that is?
No problem.
Yeah, take your time.
Okay, I will.
Yeah, we've got them on hold. The wrong one.
Would you
Spence's
like
that? Song of the Week. That's it, yeah. I can never find the Spence's Song of the Week music, except when I don't need it.
That's a long-ass punchline.
Literally, she's, yeah.
It's two words. It's something
I think Lil Jess is setting up a date.
By the way, I want you to hang up on him.
That is the way to set up a date with Lil Jess is start telling her banana jokes. Yeah, big banana jokes.
Like, I'm interested. Why are you telling that one? Okay, safe or not safe? That's all you got
to
say.
Safe?
You're the gatekeeper.
Yeah.
I trust you as the phone screener and executive producer of the Chevy Cannon Show for you to make solid decisions.
It's not dirty. My only concern.
Safe or not safe.
Safe.
These
then.
Are
it's
your
not
choices.
Dirty.
These are your choices. Safe or not safe, and the continuation and employment of the show cast members. Quite possibly depend on your decision.
Yes.
All right. Well, being that it is possibly my last day, it is safe.
Ah.
All right, then.
I got my finger on the button. Don't worry, Chad.
Restart the joke music. I don't know. I don't know.
I'm sure it's fine.
I'm looking in Lil Jess's eyes. Oh, I'm sure it's fine for you. It's fine. It's great for you. I question her judgment.
Never question my judgment.
Oh, I every often, day.
I, every day,
day.
I question your judgment. All right, so let's start again. So, James, what was the setup here?
Why do girls like big bananas?
Why, James? Pray tell. Please, why?
They have appeal.
See, that's...
Oh, you should have blocked it because... Well,
I knew that's what it was going to be.
It's not safe because it sucks.
See, that's why we question your judgment. James, that's awful.
You guys built it up too big for me.
Yeah.
No, that was adorable.
That's what she said.
I was just concerned that it
I got a blonde joke for you.
All right. Oh, great. A blonde joke. Sure.
Okay. I asked this blonde, I said, how many D's are in Indiana Jones? And she thinks about it and she scratches her head and says 27. I said, how do you get 27 D's out of Indiana Jones? She goes, you know, dee-dee-dee.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, Lil Jess, if James is so kind just to call back, please award him with a brand new Centennial Toyota custom P1 Chet Buchanan Show shirt. Would you be so kind as to make that happen?
Yeah, I might be a little kind.
So kind of you.
Yes. Yeah. Try something different and be nice to the listeners. Actually,
right.
She's very nice to the listeners.
Yeah.
In fact, almost to when she first when she first took over the job, because this moves pretty fast sometimes. And Jess is so customer service focused. It was like, dude, songs are only like 3 minutes long. We got to go. She's like, I know, but these are our customers, and I have to take good care of them. I couldn't argue with her.
No.
I couldn't.
It's a great justification.
I really understand. I need to freaking call her.
And now I'm mean.
Yeah, she's like, shut up.
Are you mean? I don't think so. Everyone says you're so
now
nice.
I'm like, yeah, let's just get to the point. What's the point?
Tell me what you want to say. All right, let's role play.
Oh, God.
All right, time for the role play. That's the phone ringing.
Oh, that's cool.
It's a British phone.
Answer the phone already, Jess.
Yeah,
he wanted a role play.
No, this is typical.
Uber RJ will be the first one to tell you.
Can you see my number on the caller ID? Is that why you're not picking up?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh, hello. Good morning. Hi.
What's your name?
Hi, is this Kayla?
What's your name?
I'm sorry, what?
What is your name?
Hmm?
What's your name?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Gotta go.
Yeah, I'd have hung up on him right away.
Hung up?
Yeah, I would have hung up on you.
No, that's terrible. I'm confused. I mean, it's a new situation.
Wait, I don't know if that was the Chet Buchanan Show.
I've never been in this position before. I don't know what to do.
You said Jim Bob Cooter. You know what you're doing. I'd hang up on him.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wasn't trying to be.
And I apparently wasn't role-playing really well because I already knew you were messing with her, and I still would have hung up on you.
Dude. No wonder people don't call this show anymore. Now I'm learning a lot of things today. Thank you again to Ice Cube and for Human Nature coming in, being part of the show today. I would like to, because we do have those new Centennial Toyota Custom Special P1 Chet Buchanan Show shirts. I think that we should play a quick round of Who in the Room?
Yeah. Who in the Room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
It's that part of the show where we find out what you think about us and what we think about each other and what everybody thinks of everybody. And it's super easy. We just need one P1 to call 702-364-9898.
Chet Buchanan, Spence, Kayla, and Lil Jess.
I listen in the morning.
The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Who in the room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
All right, let's take a swing at this. Lil Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Pedro, I don't know why I drew a blank. Waipina, Centennial Hills.
Hey, Pedro, how are you, brother?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing all right. We need a number between 1 and 250.
Let's go with 73.
Let's go with 73. I like 73. Let's go to 73. Oh, who in the room has the most Instagram followers?
Ooh, I would say Chet.
I wouldn't.
Nope.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. I think it's Kayla, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's Kayla, I'll bet it's not even close.
Yeah.
How many of yours are Russian bots?
Half.
How many? Good answer. How many do you have?
I think I'm at like 8,300, maybe.
It's much closer than I thought.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm at 8,700.
Nice. I'm over 8,000.
Are you? Oh,
you're
awesome.
Really close.
I guess I've never gone and looked. I just know whenever I get an alert
If I was a girl with a nice booty and some cleavage,
yep.
Man, I'd have 80,000, but I'd have a million followers.
I have 173.
Nice.
That's pretty sweet.
Nice. You need more of those Phil Mickelson shirtless
right?
pics.
I need to take more pictures of my booty.
Yeah, you got to start taking
Jess,
that shirt
how many
off,
do you
bro?
Have?
I have no idea.
You've never looked at it? I guess
1,400.
It's a funny thing, though, the Instagram, because I used to have 8,300, and then all of a sudden 300 of them went away.
Mm.
Like Instagram went through and purged.
They cleaned them out.
Yeah, cleaned them out.
Mm.
So I don't know. Mm. And Instagram, you know, I mean, they can follow you, and you don't have to follow them.
That is very true.
How many are you following?
About 1,000. So 987.
See, this is the difference. She can get 80, well, how many did you say?
8,700.
8,700 by following back 1,000. I get 8,000 by following 10,000.
No, that's not true.
No, but I follow 4,200.
That is how it works, though.
I follow 4,200.
Yeah.
Yeah. 4,199 of them are girls.
If like P1s follow me and they say something, I'm like, oh, you're a P1. I'll follow you. I love it.
Yeah, I look, if you're from Las Vegas, I'll follow you. I'll probably follow you back. If you're honestly and you're a girl from Las Vegas, I'll follow you back. I don't need to see pictures of dudes. I don't care.
In your bio, if it says hashtag fit girl, you're in.
You're not with me.
Right,
you're
Pedro? You with me, Pedro?
I like that idea.
You're annoying and you take yourself too seriously. For me, I'm not
funny.
I'm not following that. Because you know what? At some point, I'm going to see you're gonna post a motivational saying and your lunch. And I don't need it.
Nope, I don't.
All right, Pedro, another number between 1 and 250.
Let's go with number 3.
Number? Okay. Pedro, in your opinion, sir, who in the room has the weirdest laugh? Oh, I got mine.
I'd say Kayla.
No.
You got Kayla for that?
No, I don't.
Spencer, yeah. You really? Got?
Little Jess. Little Jess's laugh.
I can't say little Jess because she reminds me of my family. It's actually really funny. The way she laughs.
Makes sense.
Yeah, she reminds my family too. The ones I don't see by choice.
Mine's not weird.
Yours okay. Is.
Yeah, yours
is unique. Mine is not weird.
Mine is the weirdest. No. Most unique. Weirdest. Who's got the weirdest?
I'm trying to remember the last time I heard Spence like laugh. And that so that's the reason it's hard for
so
me to.
Fake.
Your cold, dark heart. I don't remember when I ever heard Spence laugh.
I'm trying to remember it. So.
But Chet, who is it? It's Jess.
No, it's Jess.
It's obviously
it's all day Jess. Yeah. Who is it for you?
Weird? Weird laugh?
Yeah. Who in the room has the weirdest laugh?
Kayla.
No, I'd say you over me. I mean, like, I have a weird, like, boy laugh, probably, but yours,
boy, what's
yours
a boy
is you.
Laugh?
Like,
how's you it should wait? Laugh like that how's more often. Yeah,
how does it go again? It's true. Like my godson. Uncle Chad. Right.
I don't say yours is weird. I say yours is unique, right. And that's the only reason I give it to it.
It's
Jess has a unique
thing.
Laugh.
It's a synonym, weird. Yeah.
We barely have enough time for just one more.
Okay.
One more.
Sorry.
Pedro, one more.
All right, let's go with 111.
All right, man. 111. Who in the room always has to have the latest technology before anybody else? Pedro, who do you think that is?
That's a good one. Spence.
No, it's totally not him.
Oh, no, it's totally him.
What do you mean? What was the last thing that he bought that he was like, I need to have this because it came out yesterday?
None of us are those kind of people.
I do have an iPhone 4S. I am pretty up to date.
I expected Pedro would say me, but I don't care. In fact, I wish I cared more. See, you're on the under.
I'm telling you, it's Jess.
I thought I was going to go with Spence.
I was going with Spence, too.
Yeah. And I was going to go with Lil Jess.
And it wasn't even close.
I really am not.
Lil Jess.
I probably have the oldest TVs of anybody in this room. I refuse to buy a new TV because although I can tell that the quality's not that great, I'm not buying a new TV until it
dies.
The
only reason I say Lil Jess is because she has a kid, so they usually have to go buy all like the new games and stuff that come out. So I would say Lil Jess in that aspect.
I have a kid, so I don't get to use my own money.
No, and listen, I know Spence, you don't need the 4K or the curved screen or all that, but you should at least have color. You know you should. The black and white.
12-inch.
It's ridiculous at this point. Pedro, thank you.
Who in the room? Who in the room? He in the room? She in the room? Me in the room? You in the room? Who in the room? Boom.
Come on.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Yay!
The Chet Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
I don't know whether it was human nature doing the Motown version of the Spence's Challenge theme earlier this morning, seeing our buddies or whatever. The world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, is here. Everything seems very relaxed. Yeah. Just seems
it does.
This is all. It's, you know what it is? It's the clouds. Yeah. We haven't had clouds in a minute. And so the sun is blocked a little bit, so it's not so intense.
Yeah.
And I think it's just chilled everybody out. I noticed there were four or five people in my social media timelines. They were like, ah, clouds.
It does feel nice.
Ah. And maybe that's it. Gary, it's great to hear your voice. You good?
Yeah, no, I'm great. I'm great.
1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY. Get a private reading with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. He's in North Carolina. There are certain places on the planet that I am of the belief that Gary is especially psychic. North Carolina, one of them. Ojai, California, the other. On the boat in Florida, not bad.
Yep.
I mean, again, always great. But he's in North Carolina now, and if you've ever thought about making the jump and getting a private reading, now might be a heck of a time. In the meantime, we'll grab some stuff here. Sally in the Northwest. So you have an adult son that has just decided to shut the family out. Is that right?
More or less. You think we weren't good parents?
I'm sorry, I misunderstood. What did you just say?
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, we have arguments. I'm sorry, but I just can't contain crying. We have... Hello?
Yeah. Yes, hello.
I got her feed in my... You've got Jessica as well.
Okay, I got you. But I don't know that's helping us with Sally. Okay, so Sally, you have an adult son, and... You're wondering what's going on with him because he shut the family out?
Yes, we have a big argument, and she just decided, okay, I'm done with you guys. Sorry, but I'm crying, so I can't.
Right. Well, what I see was the argument over cultural things. He has some friends that are of a different culture or something, and he feels mad about that. Does that make any sense to you?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, well, make that a bit, and there's your issue. And so you have things like in your culture, the way you see it, and he's really Americanized, okay? And so he's not in the same culture of what you guys were you know, raised in, and there's nothing wrong with anybody's culture, certainly not yours. But what happens is he won't play by your rules, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, well then, absolutely yes. That's not going to change. And if you stick to your
gut, I mean, he's 29. I let him go, meaning, you know, I think he's an adult. We don't say anything to him, but he's just very disrespectful. And when he was 16 years old, that was the issue. I'm from South America. So
I think we're all on the same path, Sally. Yeah. It's Sally. It sounds like you're trying to convince. You know, you're trying to convince Gary that he might not be right. But I think we all hear it, that this is just, you're saying he is the one that is disrespectful and he, this and that. But obviously there's something that's happening on your end as well that he doesn't like. And that's why he's made the choice as a grown ass man to make that choice.
Yeah. And so, he's not going to change. And so if you want your son back, you got to change. So it's up to you. I mean, you have to change your culture. You got to change your thinking of the, you know, your a little bit of your culture, and realize this is his culture. And he thinks that, as you think he's disrespectful, he thinks you're disrespectful. So, and you're both right. And so you have to really look at it, because he's now not going to change, and you don't want to lose your son. And so you're not losing your son to the evil culture of what his beliefs are, but you're losing him because you're not hearing who he is. So he's a good kid. I mean, he's not a kid, 29, but he's your kid. And so he's a very good person. He treats people very good. And so you have to listen to his beliefs, and he loves everybody. He cares less about who's, what culture it is or what religion. He don't care. And so that's what I see. And so if you can bend a little bit, you'll end up having your son back. That's what I see. Okay?
Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, Sally. The questions are very, very interesting today. For example, this doesn't seem, this seems on the surface pretty easy. Hey, Jesse.
Hi.
So when did your husband get out?
It's been 2 days now.
Wow. And so how long was he? He just got out of prison. And how long was he in?
He did almost 3 years.
Okay. And so I'm confused. Where is he right now?
So he's at a halfway house downtown.
Oh, okay.
I said he couldn't come home because I just can't risk, you know, emotionally damaging any of us anymore.
But he wants to come home, obviously.
Yeah.
Do you think his motives are pure? You know, sometimes
I want to hope they are.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to come home so you got a place to go.
Yeah, I mean, I said, you know, you got to get back on your own feet. I can't do it for you. I'm doing too much as it is. The kids are 3 and 7.
Right. And so your question, what exactly is your question?
Can he get better? Is there a future for us, or should I just leave it alone?
Okay. Well, what I see is, you know, basically your question is, should I let him come home? I think you should let him visit and start with visits for a minute, and ever how long your minute is, you decide. But as I hear it, everything I heard about him was good. I heard he is a changed man. I heard that. I heard, and everybody's screaming at their radio right now going, no, he's not, you know, but sometimes people do wake up, and sometimes people do change. And he really just wants to contribute. He does love you. You do still love him. And so when you love each other that much, you can work through it. And I see, did he have addiction issues? That was it. Well, part of it.
It was all the above, Gary, gambling, you know, you name it.
Well, most of it goes to addiction. And I think that if he gets into a space where he works with those addictive problems, and I think even this halfway house will help him figure that out, then I really see him doing great. And I think he's going to be a contributor to your life and not just to destroy it. And you have to have a zero toleration. And so you can't tolerate anything, and I think you'll be in good shape with him. It looks like he's going to change, and I feel really good about it because I felt your head get warm inside, and your sinuses open, and you're getting your chest opened up. You feel all that going on? You feel it? Yeah, that means I told you the truth. So, honey, I'm really glad that I see him changing. So there we are. That's what I see.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Gary.
Good luck.
Thank you. Like, that is a tough one. Right? And on the surface, and the way it was written on the screen was, is there a chance at a second chance? And my thought was, well, yes. You know what I mean? There always is, but there's a lot of road between.
You got to protect people in your world. So I get where she's torn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's wow.
Deep.
Yeah, yeah, right.
It is deep. Say, hey, Samantha. Hello, Samantha.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
So this is interesting. I'll just read what's on the screen too. This is why I said the questions are so interesting. It says, am I going to find my dream job? My dream job is to be a teacher, but I haven't done anything to get started. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I want to go back to school. I don't want to go back to school for the wrong thing. And I feel like I want to be a teacher, but it's not going to hang that way.
So
what's your question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not sure I get the question either. Like, you're going, I really want to be a teacher, but I don't want to go be a teacher?
It's like, I want to be a teacher, but I don't want to go to school to be a teacher if it's not what I don't know. I'm confused on what I want to do.
You're questioning whether or not, like, you're super passionate about teaching, but you don't know if that's just, if your passion's momentary?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, here's what I see. I don't think you want to be a teacher. I think you would mind being a teacher's helper or someone that works with a teacher. But it feels like that you don't really want to have the stamina of that daily grind. And so I just don't see that you feel like dealing with all of the politics of being a teacher. It's hard to be a teacher these days. I've read a few teachers lately, and I'm blown away with how much they have to go through. And so, but this is this is really probably not what you want to do. You feel like you want to help people. You have more of that type of energy. And so anything you can work in a helpful kind of space, that feels great to me. But I don't think you want the full load of a classroom. And so I believe that if you had it, you would run in one side of the classroom and run out the door on the other side. I just that would be if you had your, and that would be if you have your teaching degree and somebody just give you one today. I don't think you would stay with it. And so because I don't think that's what you want to do. So I hope I answered your question that yeah. you don't want to do it. You don't want to do it. Okay. You want to do something else. That's what I see.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Can I throw a suggestion out there, too? They do substitute teaching as well, where you can sign up through the school system, and they'll get you certified through that. It's actually a pretty quick process, and you can go and substitute in. You're not really necessarily teaching classes, but you're in that classroom atmosphere, so you get to know other teachers in that surrounding area.
It's a different kind of nightmare because you're going in cold. But
exactly.
Yeah, but at least
you'd be in the door a little bit and just to kind of get the idea.
And you don't have to stay there forever. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay.
Not bad.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Good luck.
Good luck. We'll
Thank
see.
You.
You're right, though. It sounds like you got to want to put in that.
Yeah.
We got to want to put in that work. It's not just going to be like, it'll be great. Go get a degree and you'll be a professor at $100,000 a year.
How many people do you know go, I'm going to do this, and they start school and they go, I don't want to do this. Well, that was a lot of people.
Yeah. You know what? Let's talk to Jessica really quick because this is – Jess, how you feeling today?
You know – I'm crying now because I'm so happy that I'm able to come through.
Aww.
But you're right with regard to like the clouds and stuff, because today's the first day that I felt normal.
No kidding.
And
then you said, so you've been to a doctor and they diagnosed you with the panic disorder?
And slight depression, yes.
Man. And you, and just like... normal everyday stuff was freaking you out, huh?
I'm afraid to go to sleep at night. I'm starting to be afraid to leave my house. I'm afraid to fly. My husband has been so wonderful that he's become my security blanket. So when I'm not with him, I panic a little bit. And I've never been like this. I love life.
Right. I can see. I can help you. Here's an anecdotal cure for a lot of really bad stuff. Okay. You have to ask for a new spirit. And because I look at your spirit and it's riddled, it has holes in it. Okay. So all you have to do is ask God for a spirit, but ask for a God spirit. Say, God, please give me a God spirit. Say that out loud.
God, please give me a God spirit.
Okay. And there we go. And now you're getting real hot. Feel it?
Yes.
Now you're getting your sinuses open, your feet are hot, you're starting to sweat. Feel all that going on?
Yeah, I feel it right in my heart.
Crazy, huh? And now you'll notice that you're not afraid of nothing right now. It's kind of a weird feeling. Feel it?
Yeah, I feel like I get on the world.
Uh-huh, and your head quit being strange, and you hear your head's quiet. Hear it? It's quiet.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. That's an antidotal cure for the worst kind of things. Ask for a God spirit. Anybody can do it. Just God, please give me a God spirit. Give me my God spirit. And so this is a gift that only showed up about a month and a half ago. And I didn't have this particular gift myself because it wasn't here on the planet. It only showed up about a month and a half ago. And it was really crazy. I think, Chet, you remember I called you and I said, I got to get you this gift. This is a cool spiritual gift, right?
Yep.
And he said, anyway, but this is a really good one. And so you notice now you feel normal, huh?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Crazy, huh?
I'm not. And I knew you would help me, Gary. I knew you would. And I'm so grateful for Chet and everybody and you for having this opportunity for us. So thank you so much.
Hey, she's normal. Come on. There we are.
I know. I am. Now I can get on. Hopefully I can get on a plane on Tuesday, but I'm definitely going to keep feeling the way
you
I'm
will.
Feeling.
You can do it.
You didn't cancel that cruise in October, did you?
Oh, my God, no. The first goal is if I can make it to California on Tuesday for the day work trip, then I can take that cruise in October.
Wait, where are you going? Like, which airport?
For the cruise?
No, for the work trip on Tuesday.
San Diego, from here to San Diego and back.
I have to fly to Orange County after the show on Tuesday. I was like, maybe we'll be on the same plane. I'll make sure you're okay.
And you know what? My main corporate office is in Newport. So we would have probably been on the same plane if I was going there.
That's funny.
Hilarious. That's hilarious.
I would have run up to you and hugged you. I would have been that crazy person.
You know what? In this particular instance, I would have hugged you back. You know what I mean?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
It's all right.
Thank you.
I feel like we've done good work today. So, hey, keep us posted. You need anything else, you hit us up, all right?
Will do. I love you guys so much. Thank you so much.
Love you.
We love you back. Well, I think that's a
really good
one. Nice job, Gary.
Hey, there we are.
1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. Get a private reading with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey, and we'll take another swing at this next Thursday. What do you say?
Hey, I'm here. All right. Love you guys.
All right, we love you back.
Let's go!
The Chet Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial-free on 98.5 KLUC.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, two things. Number one, yes, we're going to play an Ariana Grande song, and yes,
okay,
we will give you Ariana Grande tickets. You guessed it.
Yay.
If you're caller number 25 when we play that song, and the moment it starts, just go ahead and just go crazy. You don't have to wait till it's done or anything like that. Thing number two is, now, for no apparent reason, a dog hears a police car and does a really amazing impersonation. This has been a dog doing a really good impersonation of a police car. The Chet Buchanan Show.
Showbiz Smackdown.
Jess, who is contestant number one, please?
Antoinette Tippett from the Northwest.
Hello, Antoinette. What's your buzzer going to be?
Woo-woo.
Classic. Mm. Classic buzzer woo-woo. I love it. Number two?
Is Rudy Monroy from the West Side.
Rudy Monroy. How are you, buddy?
Good. How's everybody doing?
Awesome. We're doing all right. What's your buzzer going to be?
Bang.
Yes, simple. Again, a woo-woo and a bang. Just keep it classic.
Can't go wrong.
Keep it simple. Don't get crazy because Friday's not quite here yet. Spence is the judge of who will buzz in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla's the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
Which former Dawson's Creek actor was announced on the new season of Dancing with the Stars? Is it Katie Holmes, Joshua Jackson, or James Vanderbeek?
Ooh, ooh.
Antoinette.
Joshua Jackson.
Joshua Jackson. No.
Rudy, was it Katie Holmes or James Vanderbeek?
Katie Holmes.
God, that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? And if the whole time she just wore, like, F. Jamie Foxx shirts, that'd be good. No, but it was Vanderbeek.
Yep.
I mean, think about it. Katie Holmes doesn't need the money. Joshua Jackson, solid guess. But Vanderbeek, that's your boy.
Oh, my God. I love him, though. You know what's really funny about that, though, is he was on a show called Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, where he was James Vanderbeek on Dancing with the Stars.
Yep.
So he's living it out, I guess.
Life imitates art. No points there. Question number two.
Which Real Housewife is leaving the Real Housewives of New York before season 12? Ramona, Bethany, or Luann de Lesseps?
Bang.
Rudy?
Bethany.
Rudy says Bethany. Rudy is right. He's got a one-zip lead heading into the all-important third and final question. Yeah, Bethany's leaving on season 12 of Real Housewives, so we'll make this all-important third and final question. It's worth 12 big game-winning points.
Which one of Taylor Swift's family members delivered 30 pizzas to her camped-out fans in Central Park last night? Was it her dad, her mom, or her brother?
Ooh, ooh.
Oh, Antoinette.
Her brother?
Was it her brother? It would make sense it would be her brother. It's not her brother. Oh, look at
Rudy
that.
Wins.
Rudy wins. Yes. I don't know why. I thought we were tied for just half a second.
So did I.
I know. I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, wait a minute. No, we're not tied. She didn't get it. You win, Antoinette. I'm sorry. We got to let you go.
It's all good. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good sportsmanship, Antoinette.
Wish we had lovely parting gifts or something to give her. We don't. We don't have that kind of budget. Are you kidding me?
For the record, it was her dad that delivered the pizzas.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift's father.
I knew that.
Did you really?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I'm just kidding. See, that's that kind of quick wit and humor that gets Rudy Monroy from the West Side some J Balvin tickets and gets his name etched in the record books for all time. For Thursday, August 22nd, 2019, Rudy Monroy of the West Side is indeed the champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla Jo, would you like to start?
Yes, absolutely, because I'm giving it to the queen herself, Cardi B, because she's currently in a lawsuit over the cover image for her mixtape. And the depositions come out, and the transcripts from the deposition are hilarious. She was saying things like, I'm a gangsta, you know? Yeah. There's three Powerpuff Girls. There's Blossom, there's Bubbles, and there's Buttercup. The green one, that's me. And then when the plaintiff's lawyer asked when she traveled to California, her response, or why she traveled to California, her response was, because I'm Cardi B, which I find her so fascinating. So Cardi B, for being the queen, you is.
Sure.
The greatest person in the world.
Not a lot of filter with her. Spence, who's yours?
Very simple. I was at the Raising Cane's right up here on Rainbow.
One love.
And came out. And I could thank them just for the chicken because it's, you know, it's delicious. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't thinking. I was in a hurry, and I literally put half of the food order. I forgot to take it off the roof of my car.
Oh, no.
So I started to drive, and I think her name was Michelle from Raising Cane's, bolted like she was in the Olympics, running out like this with her hands waving.
Don't do it.
To let me know. So she not only, you know. Well, she saved my chicken. And I just thought she was so exuberant, excited to get it done and helpful that I think Michelle deserves
precious,
it.
Precious, saved his precious
chicken,
cargo.
Saved his chicken and his bacon.
Yeah.
Because he saved it, because the chicken, never mind.
Yeah. Well, Michelle at Raising Cane's, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Little League World Series is pretty great.
It is.
It really is, especially if you've got a local team, you know, that's in it. Yeah, that's fun. We got to take that ride a couple of years ago with the with the kids from here that were in Little League World Series.
Right.
There are a lot of lessons learned, and including you got to learn how to lose.
Yeah.
This coach is fantastic, and wait until the end because there's a little funny bit at the end.
Guys, I love the way we didn't give up, man. I love the way we didn't give up. We fought. We fought. That's who we are. We're fighters. Every single one of you is going to be successful. All right? For the rest of my life, I'm proud that you guys are going to call me coach. All right? There's dad and there's coach. I love you guys. Look at it, boys.
Ready on three. One, two, three. Family.
Hey, last thing. I need you guys to help me up.
I don't know who that coach is. I have tears in my eyes right now, and I'm kind of embarrassed to say it.
Oh, don't be. That was so sweet.
That was really, really awesome. It just might be.
The greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right!
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
I don't know why, but I truly expected you to go. By the way, I don't know if you noticed, that's actual Ava Max choreography. I don't know if you knew. That's authentic, straight from Summer Jam.
Yeah.
Same.
Should have memorized it.
Yeah. Final exam brought to you by Kazam.com by Party City. Next party, why would you make things complicated? Go to Kazam.com. Brought to you by the experts at Party City. Little Jess, who's on the phone, please?
Chloe Chung of the Southwest.
One half, the best half of the P1 power couple. Hello, Chloe Chung.
Hey.
Did you have a voice?
Yeah, I love Little Shirt.
Oh, well, we haven't seen the new ones yet.
Yeah, with the new Centennial Toyota patch on the arm.
Oh, other than that, they the same?
I don't know. They came up with the design. I haven't even seen it yet, so.
Here's what's funny. I've seen P1 logos floating around. We're talking about working something in with P1 D1 in the state of Nevada. There's all kinds of ideas.
Wow.
There's all kinds of ideas.
This is big.
Did you even have a voice left on Wednesday after Tuesday night's Aces game? The win in overtime?
Oh, my God. My throat was so sore. And then I was like, no fried food. after the game, we were hungry. And then we were thinking about what to eat. And I was like, no fried food.
No fried food. That's fantastic. Well, a shirt for you and a shirt for your wonderful husband, Jeff. Thank you so much for being
great.
Dedicated Thanks. P1s. We love you. Hang on one second, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
did
yeah,
ask
wait.
Me to answer?
No, I didn't. Who sang the Spence's Challenge jingle today?
Human Nature.
Yeah, see, I knew you knew. That was that was a given. I knew you knew. So the shirts are yours. Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota. And thank you for listening. We are that much closer to Friday.
Ooh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, man, we are almost there. Everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you tomorrow, P1.
Come on.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.